The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
There has been a call for a ban on their sale because two men suffered cardiac arrest due to excessive consumption. Britain seemingly is edging close to banning these for children under the age of 16. In Ireland, you can be four and buy a can of the most sugary nonsense, and nobody says anything. Cardiologist at the Mater Hospital is Professor Joseph Galdon, who's with us now. Joseph, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
Are you worried about these and the impacts they're having on people?
I should say that I'm coming at this perhaps from one end of the spectrum, where the clinic that I'm involved in is a clinic that focuses on sudden cardiac death and cardiac arrests, particularly in young people. So the cases that I mentioned in that particular article were an extreme end of the spectrum, where people had taken excess amounts of drink. And the trouble is that it's a little bit difficult to predict who can take the drinks and tolerate them well from the point of view of the heart, and who can take them and have a reaction such as this, which I should emphasize typically only occurs in extreme when people take very large amounts of the drinks.
What is it in them, Joseph, though? Because these have both caffeine and sugar. What causes the heart to go awry?
So caffeine is a direct stimulant on the adrenaline receptors in the heart. So that will cause an increase in the normal heart rate and occasionally put people into an abnormal heart rhythm.
Okay.
So it's primarily the caffeine that has the immediate effect. The sugar, of course, is another matter. And that sugary drinks, certainly their consumption will increase your likelihood of developing obesity. And in both the medium term and in the long term. And the real issue is exposing our children to these drinks, giving them a taste for them, and therefore making these drinks part of their normal diet.
Almost their daily routine. I mean, it's interesting that this topic comes up, because just last week I was in a motorway service station. I won't identify which one. And there was a big group of American tourists, young people, who were staring in fascination at this wall of energy drinks. And they made the comment, which I thought was ironic coming from an American, there's an awful lot of them, isn't there? And I was sitting there going, yeah, you're right, there is. And I was trying to reach for a bottle of Coke Zero down the far end of the fridge. It was hard to find. I'd have no issue with any flavour of Monster that I wanted. They were all there.
Yeah, and commercial interests and advertising are tremendously powerful. And I think younger people are more prone to being influenced by advertising and are more likely to consume on the basis of that. And there's no doubt that this contributes to obesity in our society, which for anybody who runs a cardiology clinic and sees older people with high blood pressure or heart failure or atrial fibrillation, they will all tell you that obesity is a huge driver of those conditions.
Because this is relatively new, we didn't have these drinks. I mean, common sense would have prevented us from drinking them before, right? But they're there now. So do you expect in a couple of years' time that you will see problems manifest themselves that are a direct result of overconsumption of things like this?
Well, we're already seeing that, unfortunately. The cases quoted, as I say, were extreme cases, but we are already seeing this. And some people, when they consume too much, they can develop serious problems. For those who are taking energy drinks such as these, I would certainly encourage them to take as small amount as they can. If it's one drink in a day that they take, and that's certainly better than taking more than that.
Yeah. I mean, to go to the two cases that you referenced in the piece, we're not scaremongering here. We're standing up and saying this is bad because we're some kind of, you know, nanny of some kind. Your experience has been quite stark in this. If you could outline, obviously, without giving us the details of who these patients are, just what we're dealing with.
This was somebody, one of the cases was a person who took approximately 10 cans of, you mentioned it there, but 10 cans of...
we'll just say an energy, let's call it an energy drink, yeah. But then the people know
of an energy, of an energy drink, and that was washed down with a liter of another commonly used caffeine-containing drink, and then subsequently had a cardiac arrest.
So 10 cans and a liter of something else.
Yeah. And I can't give you the specific time frame that occurred over, but it was probably over a couple of hours. And there was a second case that resulted in a cardiac arrest with smaller amounts taken, but still significant. I think it was about 7 cans of an energy drink. And then we have had several sudden deaths that have occurred where patients were consuming energy drinks in the hours before they died.
It's something. So, it's not something I'd have thought about. I mean, I can't. I'm staggered at somebody who drink 10 in a row. I mean, whatever about having 10 pints if you're out watching a match or celebrating like some people were doing yesterday, that would be far in excess of what would be normal. But 10 cans of those with a leisure or something else boggles the mind. Professor Joseph Galvin, cardiologist at the Mater Hospital, thank you very much for that. 5316 for cost of 30 cents. Do you take those kind of drinks? And if you do, have they ever had that impact on you? Are you worried having listened to that? Or do you do the classic Irish thing of, oh, sure, I'd drink them, but I wouldn't drink that many of them. And therefore you think you're fine. Let us know what you think this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.